This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Tri-State's region was fixated on the sky Monday afternoon, with safety glasses, of course, trying to catch a glimpse of a solar eclipse. The Tri-State's Public Radio News Department spread throughout the region to see how residents experience this natural phenomenon. Jason Parrott starts off our coverage with a trip to a solar eclipse day camp in Keokuk.
So we'll hold it up to the sun, and it'll reflect on the building. That's the theory.
The Keokuk Public Library, Iowa State University Extension, and 4-H hosted the camp for about 16 children. It gave the students a chance to learn something before classes begin in a few days. They made viewing devices out of envelopes and cardboard boxes and watched live feeds of news coverage about the eclipse. The participants included Cash and Reese. The two friends are entering fifth grade in Keokuk this year. Cash says he was excited to see the eclipse.
Well, I think it's really cool because it only happens 100 years except the partials. I know it's going to get super dark.
Reese was not quite sure what to expect coming in.
I've never heard of the solar eclipse until my mom signed me up for this camp.
He says he likes science class, so learning about the eclipse was fun.
Science is cool, but you just don't want to mess around with it.
Then why is that?
Because science can sometimes go wrong sometimes.
And science did go wrong, sort of, for the day campers. Reese, Cash, and the others saw a sliver of the eclipse at about 11:50, shortly after it started in Keokuk. But then the skies clouded up and rain fell throughout the eclipse. Leanne Schaefer-Smith with the Extension Office says while she's disappointed with the weather, she's glad the children did get to experience the eclipse.
We did get to see just a little sliver at the very beginning, so I'm so thankful because the kids worked so hard on their viewers, and so they did get to experience it, just not the way that we had planned. We've really wanted them to be able to experience the whole thing, but we're glad that they got a little piece of it.
Cash and Reese both said they had fun making the viewers and going outside to look for the sun, even when it was stuck behind the clouds. While the weather did not work out as planned in Keokuk, the viewing was better in Macomb, where today was the first day of classes at Western Illinois University. For some, the start of the school year was overshadowed by the eclipse. Emily Boyer has that portion of our story.
Are you more excited about the eclipse or the first day of classes?
The eclipse.
The eclipse. And I would kind of wish that we didn't have class.
Well, my class just got let out so we could see the eclipse, so I'm kind of stoked about that.
Well, I'm supposed to be in class right now, and I'm going to just be late because I got to see it. I can't miss it. I can't.
That's Kendall Mitchell and Shaquita Lacey, two seniors at Western. Lacey was the first student in line to pick up a free pair of solar eclipse glasses at the watch party on campus. She shared them with her friend Mitchell so he could take a turn looking up at the sky.
When I came out here, I'm like, okay, it's still the sun. The sun is still out shining. I'm like, what is everybody so stoked about? But when I just looked through these glasses and looked up at the sky, it looked like a crescent moon, actually, but within the sun. And it looks so dope. Like, I've never seen nothing like this.
They were just two in a crowd of Western students and faculty who were gathered around. They were sharing eclipse glasses, using pinhole viewers, and a few people even had welding masks to observe the eclipse.
Definitely. This is the highlight of my week right here, probably, yeah.
That is Tucker Lee. He's a junior marketing major. He was standing outside with a couple of friends. He had a pair of solar eclipse glasses. Victoria Harmon, a junior art major, was standing next to him. She was holding a rectangular piece of welding glass that seemed to be getting the job done. Overall, they were pretty enthusiastic about the experience.
Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
But it's happening in 7 years.
I know.
It's cool. It's cool to have it be convenient, and it's right where we live.
Yeah.
So we don't have to travel far or anything. It's like right in our backyard.
At its height, the eclipse reached 95% totality in Macomb. The sky got darker. For a few moments, the lamps lining the sidewalks on campus lit up as they normally do at dusk. The air cooled slightly, and then it got really cloudy. The crowd mingled for a little longer as they waited, but the sun did not come back into view. Students and faculty returned to the classroom with the eclipse behind them and a new school year ahead. The weather forced Monmouth College to revise its plans for viewing the eclipse. The gathering still drew a crowd, and the organizer thinks it was still a valuable experience. Rich Egger was in Monmouth and has that part of our story.
The viewing party was supposed to be held on the observation deck of the college's Center for Science and Business, but the weather forecast indicated possible storms with lightning.
The observation deck is a metal grid on the top of the building with lightning rods surrounding it. No.
Christopher Fasano teaches physics at the college. He decided it was safer to move the viewing party to the building's front porch. The moon was expected to cover 93% of the sun's surface in Mammoth. Fasano could have traveled a bit south to try viewing a full eclipse, but he did not want to jinx it.
I have an astronomical curse, I call it. Whenever there's an astronomical event, there's clouds where I am. You name it, eclipses, meteor showers.
And sure enough, in Mammoth, the sun and moon were generally obscured, though an occasional break in the clouds gave the crowd glimpses of the eclipse. And Fasano says even though conditions were not ideal for viewing the eclipse, it was cool to see so many people out looking at the sky and talking about the event.
Getting the students involved, people involved in observing is always a good thing.
Even though it was not as remarkable as perhaps it could have been, still a good thing.
This is real life. I mean, one of the things that happens is that real experiments and real life and real observing is not perfect. It doesn't look like a textbook.
And he says that's not always bad. He says sometimes you learn things because they don't work out the way you expected. With Jason Parrott and Emily Boyer, I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.